share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The father of the victim slammed the offer to marriage and wants justice for his daughter who has been abused by the politician's son. A 21-year-old son of a lawmaker in Bekasi, Indonesia has surrendered to local police on the 21st of May 2021 after being on the run for a month for raping and offering an underage girl, who was then his girlfriend, prostitution. The perpetrator, identified with just the initials, had previously skipped two police summons and hid at his friend's house in the neighboring city of Bandung. Bekasi City Council member, Ibnu Hajar Tanjung, second from left, surrenders his son, middle, to local Indonesian police. As reported by Indonesian news portal Liputan 6, the victim is only 15 years old and throughout her 9 months relationship with the perpetrator, it has been extremely abusive to her. The victim's mother said that her daughter was often physically abused by him, and when the victim refused to have sex with him, the perpetrator raped her. Worse, not only was she repeatedly forced to have sex with him, the victim was also offered up for prostitution through the messaging app MeChat by @. It is alleged that the perpetrator facilitated the illicit service from a room at a boarding house where the victim was instructed to remain inside all day to serve clients. The victim said that these clients could even reach up to 5 people a day. Despicable. The victim's parents filed a police report against it in April after finding out that their daughter has contracted a sexually transmitted disease following the sexual assault and abuse. The infection is so severe that the victim has to undergo a surgery to remove a lump in her genital area. After the police report have been made, the perpetrator kept pushing the family to withdraw the report via WhatsApp messages while his family offered to pay for the medical bills. Subsequent to the whole ordeal, the perpetrator's father, Ibnu Hajar Tanjung, who is a member of the Bekasi City Council, DPRD, made an offer for the victim to marry his son so that the marriage can absolve the sins of his son. Bekasi Council City Member, Ibnu Hajar Tanjung. This reparation for the high-profile rape case have been suggested by the perpetrator's lawyer, Bambang Sunertio, to the family. The lawyer said, they actually love each other. So, this marriage would be based on their love. We will try. This is part of the perpetrator's good intentions. There is nothing wrong with good intentions. However, marriage wouldn't actually erase the crime, whereby even if they were to wed, it will still face up to 15 years in prison if convicted. Furthermore, Indonesia has a minimum age of 19 to get married for women. Furthermore, the victim's family has since angrily rejected the marriage offer by the Indonesian politician. As reported by Indonesian news portal Suara Bekaci, the victim's father wants justice for his daughter and hoped that the Indonesian police would handle the case fairly. For illustrative purposes, the victim's father stressed, "My daughter has been abused and corrupted so brutally, what about her dignity? There won't be an ounce of happiness if they both get married. Let's hope that justice would be served and for the perpetrator to be given the full force of the law." What do you guys think of this horrendous case? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read, Majin calls out man who said athlete deserves to be assaulted because of her clothing. Source: Suara Bekaci. Source: Compass. Source: The Star. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.